Is diabetes keeping you from enjoying life's special moments? At US Med, we understand the challenges you face, and we're here to help.
With US Med, I can finally manage my diabetes without it managing me.
US Med offers a wide range of services to simplify your diabetes care. Personalized care plans, convenient access to cutting-edge diabetes tech, and knowledgeable support. Plus, we'll check your insurance so your diabetes care may be covered at little or no cost to you.
With US Med, I feel confident and control of my diabetes. I can finally live my life to the fullest.
Don't let diabetes hold you back. Choose US Med and experience better birthdays, better adventures, better anniversaries, and better everything. Call now. US Med. Better service. Better care. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-410-5914. 800-410-5914. 800-410-5914. That's 800-410-5914.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. 800-434-5019. That's 800-434-5019.
Hi, this is Fred Willard on Animal Radio, and I'm begging you, spay and neuter your animals. I'm sitting up and begging. I'll roll over and play dead if you want. I'll follow you anywhere you want to go.
This is an Animal Radio News Update.
I'm Lori Brooks. Any one of you guys consider yourselves to be maybe high stress, high maintenance, maybe type A personalities?
Yeah.
Everybody's looking at Hal.
Joey. Anybody? If you're anxious, your dog might be feeling that stress too, because numerous studies have found that dogs and owners, and we know this from just life experience, but that dogs and their owners can indeed experience synchronized emotions and stress levels, especially during really high stress or exciting activities like competitions or police work. So a new study followed dogs and their owners to see how stress hormones and animals and humans, together, they took their stress levels at the same time to find out how they changed over time. Well, the results of this study suggest that if the owner is stressed, then the dog is likely to mirror that stress that the human is showing. The researchers took hair samples from the dogs and their owners to test for the stress-related hormone cortisol, which can be detected in hair. So they took hair samples. They found that dog cortisol levels mirror the personality traits of their owners. Maybe even more interesting, it was the owner's personality, they say, that influenced the dog's cortisol level. So rather than the dog's personality itself, it was more of the human, the owner, the handler, affecting the dog. And it was especially a strong correlation between dogs and pet parents who compete together than it was between those who don't do competitions. The lead author of the study cautions that you should not worry, however, you other nervous Nellies or anxious Anns, that your personality is going to be harmful to your pet, because they say the study does not suggest that. For example, that neurotic humans are causing their dogs to act neurotically as well. It's just that stress thing, and it's a chemical reaction, because you can see the cortisol levels going up in both the humans and the dogs.
Oh, that explains about Ladybug the studio stunt dog, right?
What, Hal? Go ahead. I'll explain yourself.
Yep. Go ahead, Hal. Explain yourself. I want to hear it.
Yeah, me too.
And thanks to artificial intelligence, cats in cat shelters are getting new names. And with that, a new chance at life. Janelle Shane, we've talked about her before, has trained a neural network to name cats. And the results are pretty cute, sometimes weird, and sometimes awful. She originally trained a network by giving it 8,000 cat names to learn from. But the AI back then wasn't as smart, and it gave her names like Hurler or Retchion or Scat Cat Butthole, even Fudge Patty was a name it output. So now she's working with, thank goodness, more advanced artificial intelligence and neural networks, and she's getting some really stellar names and results for a Philadelphia animal shelter, handing over great cat names to them like Sparky Buttons, Tom Glitter, Pom Pom Poor, and Whisker Adieu.
I like the previous ones.
Oh, you guys.
I've even considered some of the previous ones.
Hurler?
Yes.
Retchion, that's pretty funny, too. I'm Lori Brooks. Get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update. Get more at animalradio.com.
You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
It is Animal Radio, our finale show. And Lori, you've done your last newscast. How do you feel?
Sad. Sad, actually. I have loved our get-togethers every week. Yeah, and I'm terrible at goodbyes, so I'm just like so afraid I'm going to cry.
Me too. And as we wrap up, we're almost about 15 minutes away from finishing production for Animal Radio.
Maybe they'll want to get us back. Like, maybe then they'll have like the reunion like all the other major programs out there.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
but we'll do one in about 25 years.
I'm actually looking forward to this break. And certainly 2 decades. It's a long run that I am so very, very thankful to so many people, literally thousands of people who have made this show possible.
That show is nothing without you and Judy. So well, you were the heart and soul, and you did such amazing work. And that's the major success of the show. You put the great team of talents together. I was so proud to be part of it.
I thank you, Vlade, for that. I was just the airbag in between all of the great content. Judy, really.
The whoopee cushion.
Yeah. Judy, you have done an amazing job booking so many guests and working tirelessly hour after hour. Okay. I'm being told that we're running out of time here. So let's get on to our last interview. This guy was one of our first interviews and was on the show several times. And he was Lou Grant from Mary Tyler Moore, Mr. Ed Asner on Animal Radio.
I guess everybody thinks that Ed Asner he plays all those rough macho parts. But you like cats, right? You had cats, and you're actually kind of a soft, cuddly guy, I hear, right?
Well, is this an invitation?
You have a warm, fuzzy heart for animals, don't you?
I do. I really do. I might even contemplate having a warm, fuzzy heart for you.
Any animals right now? Do you have any animals, or are you just working too hard?
Well, my wife at present is allergic to cats, so my wonderful assistant found a kitten 6 months ago, and she's a phenomenon. And
the kitten or your assistant?
Both.
Okay.
Both. Both have claws, too. And she keeps the kitten at home. But she brings her into the office. Mm. So I adore her, and she sleeps on the back of my chair, my desk chair, and I get to have my cat and eat it too.
And so you say the reason you have no animals at home is because the allergic factor of your present wife, is that correct?
Right.
Well, you know, there's animals that, you know, fish. Fish. There's
fish.
You've got to have some kind of animal in your life. You know, it's...
I've got my wife.
Ooh.
I think that was good.
Was that good?
That was a good thing.
Okay,
okay.
What?
That's a good thing to call your wife an animal, right?
Call your wife your pet.
She is such an animal.
Okay, well...
And that's why I'm keeping her.
I've always loved your appreciation for the animals and everything you've done for many different organizations.
Well, thank you very much. And you know, tell you how sincere I am about this, that on my death, if I should be fortunate enough to be invited to go to heaven, and I would get there, and I would find that they didn't have cats and dogs there, I would say thanks, but no thanks.
There you go. I agree with you.
I wouldn't want to be there either.
When you were a kid, did you have any cats or dogs that you remember?
Oh, sure. We had a wonderful watchdog down at my dad's yard named Jackie. And unfortunately, I didn't know about taking care of animals in those days. They kept him on a chain, and he was happy enough. He had a doghouse and everything. And he wasn't worth a damn as a watchdog, but I guess people figured that he could do something if he came off the chain, which was not true at all. But then eventually my one sister bought the other sister a Scotty dog, and I adored her. But she loved my father more than anybody. He used to give her the rest of the remainder of his soup. And that dog could always tell when he was coming up the hill in his car. She'd be waiting at the door. She knew chicken soup was soon on the way.
But you still admit to being more of a cat person, correct?
No. No.
You're a dog person.
You're an animal person.
You can call me kind of a whore. I'll play any number.
If you had your drithers, withers, whatever they call that, it would be a dog. Probably. What kind of dog?
No, I'm not saying that either. I want both.
You want it all.
Well, now, how long?
I want them all.
How long have you been?
There was a time when I was married. Let's see. My first wife and the kids and I, we had three dogs. We generally had three dogs. We had five, six cats. We had fish. We had a couple of birds. We had a couple of turtles. We had, what else did we have? I don't know, there was always a white rat or a spotted rat running around someplace. It's a wonder we weren't covered in fleas.
Now, let me ask you, how many times have you been married? Which wife is this?
And this is the second one.
This is the second wife, and it's working out, right? I mean, you could always get rid of her and get some animals if it wasn't, some pets, if it wasn't working out. You understand?
Well, I understand it. I understand that perfectly well. And I threaten her constantly with replacing her with the dog, which keeps her in line.
He would take no guff from us, would he? There you go. Ed Asner on Animal Radio. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, it will be our last break for Animal Radio. Stick around.
Need a fix of the good stuff? Get more Animal Radio with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
Hey, this is Sean Hayes on Animal Radio. Remember to spay and neuter your pets.
Portions of today's show are a repeat from an earlier broadcast.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-987-0618. 800-987-0618. That's 800-987-0618.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-880-3141. 800-880-3141. 800-880-3141. That's 800-880-3141.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
800-245-1583. 800-245-1583. That's 800-245-1583.
I am the family dog, and it's that time of year again. The one where pet parents start looking for Fido-friendly hotels and destinations where Fido is welcome. Make no bones about it. Pets are part of the family, and we like to sniff out new places too. And we hate to be turned away, especially when we're on our best behavior. So we won't be left out in the cold. Be sure to pick up a copy of Fido-Friendly Magazine to find the best hotels and destinations where Fido is always welcome. Go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today.